Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is August 9th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Galileo's Cyberbank Connecta enhances SOFI member experience. Galileo has announced its conversational AI engine, Cyberbank Connecta, which was integrated into the existing tech stack of SOFI Technologies, is delivering on the latter's mission for member engagement and satisfaction. KeyBank launches new products and services. US-based KeyBank has announced the launch of new products and services to better the banking experience for consumers and help them take further control of their finances. Rapid Finance announces availability of SMB disclosure service. Rapid Enterprise, which is a division of US-based Rapid Finance, has announced the availability of the SMB disclosure service. Bud Financial launches Bud.ai for personalized banking experiences. UK-based data intelligence platform Bud Financial has developed an AI core to its data intelligence platform, enabling financial institutions to use AI when engaging customers. Automated Systems Holdings Limited partners with Finastra. Automated Systems Holdings Limited, ASL, a global IT solutions and services provider, has partnered with Finastra aiming to strengthen its industry-specific DevSecOps business and fintech trajectory. Equifax acquires Boa Vista Servios. Data, analytics, and technology company Equifax has announced that it completed the acquisition of Brazil-based credit bureau Boa Vista Servios. SumUp secures new US$100 million MLN credit facility from Victory Park Capital. Global fintech SumUp has entered a US$100 million MLN credit facility with Victory Park Capital, VPC, to accelerate its merchant cash advance product. Dwolla launches a solution that facilitates A2A payments. US-based payments platform Dwolla has launched Dwolla Connect, an API solution addressed to businesses, to facilitate A2A payments. TerraPay receives in-principle approval from the MOS. UK-based payments infrastructure company TerraPay has received in-principle approval for an MPI license from the Monetary Authority of Singapore. Tabit, Jiffy T to extend embedded B2B lending to Canadian merchants. Canada-based B2B BNPL solution provider Tabit and US-based fintech Jiffy T have partnered to extend embedded B2B lending to merchants in Canada. PayTabs partners with MEPS to enter Palestine's web commerce market. Saudi Arabia-based PayTabs has partnered with Middle East Payment Services, MEPS, to enable digital payments in Palestine. Apple Pay launches in Vietnam. Apple Pay has announced that Vietnam joins its list of countries that accept their payment service. BitPay launches Bill Pay to enable cryptocurrency payments. US-based Bitcoin payments company BitPay has rolled out Bill Pay, a solution that allows cryptocurrency users to pay bills straight from their crypto wallets. UK government to explore the use of open banking payments. The UK government is to explore the use of open banking-driven digital payments for public services. Fed extends remit to cover novel technology-driven risks. The US Federal Reserve is setting up a new supervisory unit to cover complex technology partnerships between banks and non-banks, crypto activities, and the implementation of blockchain technologies. SumUp scoops $100 million credit facility for rollout of cash advance product. London-based Unicorn SumUp has picked up a $100 million credit facility from Victory Park Capital to drive the launch of a cash advance product for UK and European merchants. Visa UK introduces new measures to protect SMEs from friendly fraud. Visa UK has introduced a raft of new measures to protect small businesses from soaring rates of friendly fraud, in which cardholders dispute a legitimate purchase with their card issuer. Connex Pay names PayPal vet Hanson Crowe. Payments acceptance and issuance platform Connex Pay has appointed former PayPal executive George Hanson chief revenue officer. BitPay debuts Bill Pay. BitPay, the world's largest provider of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency payment services, today announced the launch of BitPay Bill Pay, a new solution that allows cryptocurrency users to pay bills directly from their crypto wallets. Payable receives UK Emmy license. The Payable Group, one of Europe's leading paytechs, today announced that it has secured an electronic money institution authorization, Emmy license, in the UK. Visa brings Apple Pay to Vietnam. Visa, a world leader in digital payments, today brings its cardholders Apple Pay, a safer, secure and private way to pay that helps them avoid handing their payment card to someone else, touching physical buttons or exchanging cash, and uses the power of iPhone to protect every transaction. Mexico's Dolar app turns to Paymentology for card processing services. Paymentology, the leading global issuer processor, today announces its partnership with Dolar app, the Mexican startup which provides digital dollar accounts to consumers across Latin America. Pension funds need net zero paradigm shift. Pension fund net zero transition plans are dramatically underestimating the risks and opportunities presented by climate change, experts say. RegTech Core raises 2.4 million. Core, the RegTech software as a service platform that enables large financial institutions to fast-track regulatory compliance, has raised just under 2.4 million from Angel Network Wealth Club under the Enterprise Investment Scheme, ICE, in a heavily oversubscribed round. FCA urges Brits to watch out for loan fee fraud. With Brits under increasing financial strain this summer, the Financial Conduct Authority is urging Brits to watch out for signs of loan fee fraud. Mystery shopping a valuable tool for regulators, EBA. Mystery shopping is a valuable tool for regulators looking to gain insight into how financial institutions behave when dealing with customers seeking products such as personal loans, a European Banking Authority exercise has found. How digital operational efficiency can unlock success within payments. In this digital era, exceptional customer experiences are essential for businesses to succeed. Paymentology and Dolar app augment digital payments in Mexico and beyond. Global issuer processor Paymentology has partnered with Mexico-based Dolar app to enable Mexicans to buy anywhere in USD with no fees. Seerbit launches Alpha. Seerbit has launched Seerbit Alpha, an embedded finance solution that enables businesses to expand their operations with their own branded payment solutions. UnionPay International partners with PayNet. UnionPay International has partnered with Malaysia-based payments network Malaysia, PayNet, to enable cross-border QR code linkage. Payable secures an EMI license in the UK. Paytech company Payable. Exola partners with Crypto.com to streamline transactions. Global video game commerce company Exola has partnered with Crypto.com to integrate the latter's checkout solution into Exola's PayStation platform. Binance secures crypto exchange licenses in El Salvador. Binance has secured full cryptocurrency exchange licenses in El Salvador, a pioneering move in its global regulatory endeavors. BitPay launches BillPay, enabling bill payments with cryptocurrency. US-based Bitcoin payments company BitPay has rolled out BillPay, a solution that allows cryptocurrency users to pay bills straight from their crypto wallets. UnionPay and Malaysia's PayNet promote cross-border QR linkage. Today, UnionPay International, UPI, and Payments Network Malaysia SDNBHD, or PayNet, Malaysia's national payments network, jointly signed an agreement in Shanghai to promote the cross-border QR code linkage and enable the full acceptance of the UnionPay app, Chinese mainland, Hong Kong and Macau versions, and Chinese mainland bank apps connected to the UnionPay app network payment platform at the QR merchants in Malaysia. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.